2008 was a year to remember. People's life savings evaporated, their jobs gone, their homes foreclosed on. It was all thanks to Wall Street, with the help of Fannie and Freddie and buffoons like Barney Frank doing oversight. Bankers loaded up with risky mortgage products that blew up the entire economy. And instead of slapping handcuffs on bad bankers, Washington said Wall Street was too big to fail. And executives got their golden parachutes, while Main Street got nothing.
This is America. How many of you people want to pay for your neighbor's mortgage that has an extra bathroom and can't pay their bills? Raise their hand.
How about we all?
President Obama, are you listening?
Wall Street bet on Barack Obama, and that's still paying off. Under Barack Obama, Wall Street and Washington fell in love and never looked back. Big banks get bailed out by Democrats. Then the big banks donate to Democrats. And then Democrats leave the big banks alone. Washington hires guys from Wall Street, and then Wall Street hires guys from Washington. And they all scratch each other's back. Over a decade later, they're not even trying to hide it.
I wanted to let you know, Saruthi, raise your hand, Saruthi. She has been my team member for a couple of years now, but on Monday, she becomes a Bank of America team member, about which she is very, very excited. So I hope you'll take good care of her and know and recognize the talent that she has shown already in our office. I'm sure she'll do the same at Bank of America.
We will do that, and her father already works for us, so he'll take care of it.
You should have called us.
Some things will never change. Democrats have always bailed out their biggest backers. For years, if you donated just enough money to Democrats, you could do just about anything. Harvey Weinstein got away with raping women for years. Jeffrey Epstein was flying minors to Pedophile Island. Even Bill Clinton rode on his jets. We're seeing the same thing play out with this crypto mega donor, Sam Bankman-Fried, who just robbed investors in broad daylight. A million people woke up, their life savings vanished. Over $2 billion of FTX's clients' money, poof. Is Minnie Madoff behind bars? No, he's chilling in the Bahamas. Biden's not even trying to extradite him. Why would he? He gave Joe $10 million in 2020 and spent over $40 million more on Democrats in the midterms. This Ponzi schemer's dirty money bought Democrats the Senate. He's their second largest donor, just behind Soros. This mini Madoff crypto king is throwing it in our face, too. He's still, right now, trying to raise money. He just lost $32 billion, and he's asking for more. And not only that, the guy slept with his whole staff. He was in a polyamorous relationship with 10 of his top executives in his penthouse office in the Bahamas, which happens to be a notorious tax haven. Now, how is it that this guy hasn't been Me Too'd? CEOs have been canned for flirting with their secretaries, but this CEO has sex with his entire office at the office? Where's Gloria Allred? Where's any of these Democrats? How can you have office orgies in corporate America and raid millions of dollars from clients at the same time and not get arrested? $2 billion is gone because of a guy who makes Les Moonves look like a choir boy, and the head of the Congressional Finance Committee, Democrat Maxine Waters, no relation, just doesn't seem very interested.
Do you think some lawmakers that got donations from FTX's founder should give that money back?
Oh, well, I don't want to get into that.
Oh, so the biggest financial fraud case in American history, bigger than Madoff, bigger than Enron, that swayed an election with a side of Me Too, Maxine doesn't want to get into that. Well, I wonder why. Because Democrats would have to give the money back, and they won't. They're not going to give the Senate back, so why would they give back the money? And Minnie Madoff, not worried one bit. He's telling the New York Times he's just been hanging out and playing video games this week. It's only $2 billion missing, no big deal. Minnie Madoff doesn't care how bad it makes him look as long as it makes the Democrats rich. He's always made that clear.
What about your own legacy, Sam? What impact would you want to leave on the world long term?
I'm giving about my legacy. Like, I care about the impact that I have, but like, it's not like the thing I try to remind myself is like, at the end of the day, what matters is the impact I have, not whether anyone knows about that impact.
Okay. Minnie Madoff knows no one's touching him. The Democratic Party and regulators, they're all on his side. Who's the head of the SEC? Oh, Gary Gensler. Gary was just having lunch with Minnie Madoff right before he stole everyone's cash. And Gary's old boss was the father of Minnie Madoff's office girlfriend. When Gary was asked about it, he squirmed.
Sam Bankman-Fried, it appears from your calendar, on March 29th, 2022, at 4 p.m., came in and actually met with you. Do you feel like you were hoodwinked?
I think we've been clear in these meetings, and you can look at my calendar's public, many meetings with folks in this industry.
Yeah, okay. So what was the head of the financial regulation shop doing helping a scam artist? Well, they were trying to game the system together, find loopholes to give Minnie Madoff more wiggle room. And it was never a secret.
I'm optimistic that over the next year or so, we'll see some really substantial steps forward in the global regulatory environment and the U.S. regulatory environment for cryptocurrencies. You know, it's been a pretty tough struggle back and forth, I think, for a while, but I think that there's a light at the end of the tunnel there, and I think there's some sort of straightforward policy proposals that could solve for what regulators want while also allowing cryptocurrencies to really grow.
So Minnie Madoff had a grip over the whole system. He had regulators and Democrats in his back pocket, and the only thing that got John Fetterman of crypto shaking in his boots was when people asked him who exactly was getting all of this money.
So in the end, I want to do what's right for the country.
You think every money you spend in politics should be disclosed publicly? Are you comfortable with that?
If there was a norm where every dollar that ever donated mm-hmm. in politics was to be disclosed publicly, I would have a lot of sympathy for that. I think I might support it. I haven't thought carefully about it enough to know. But
well, it sounds like what you're saying is maybe there's some donations that you have made that you wouldn't make if you knew they were going to be immediately public.
So I think I don't generally think about it that way.
Why is Minnie Madoff shaking? He's shaking. No one shakes when they get interviewed by Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd's not asking tough questions. He knows he's a scam artist. He's shaking. As long as you never give up the names, the Democratic Party and regulators, they're going to have your back. We saw it in 2008 with Wall Street. We saw it with all these mega donors that Democrats turned a blind eye to. And now we're seeing it with a crypto fraudster. The guy who just robbed a million people, donated to the Democratic Party, and is still walking a free man.